Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for bucking the trend. Thank you for stopping to lend your own picture of God you send, both here at Holden and wherever you go. Thank you this afternoon for participating in the miracle of creation. I wonder what would be the state of art if there were no eyes to see and no ears to hear. So you see, we're all participating this afternoon in sharing this joy of art. I want to especially thank Sarah and Judy for joining me in the program this afternoon. We're going to demonstrate some of the really exciting relationship of dance with music. I think it's really exciting how all the arts are interrelated. And Bob is also going to share with us this afternoon a poem that he's composed that we think is particularly fitting for this time. Let's see, you want to say a few words and then I'll introduce the first two.
Hi, I just wanted to say a couple things about dance, and the first being that it's very enjoying for Judy and I to listen to David's music and to interpret and move the way we feel best or after a Vesper service and hearing Paul Mons play, just to kind of interpret the song with one's body and movement. And that's how it happened, is that we were hearing David play and we came and started playing with his music with each other. So we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy dancing.
First, I would like to play for you this afternoon two short numbers, one by Schubert, simply called The Stars, and another by Schumann called Melody. like to dedicate the next two to a piano teacher I had one time that really changed my whole attitude toward music. When I started taking piano lessons at 6 years old and until I was about 10, I could care less whether I practiced or not. And I guess I got more discipline over that than anything else. And I just thought that was a bunch of sissy stuff, and I was running from it and rebelling against it and was really about to quit it altogether when I got into junior high. And it just happened that I got to take lessons that year from a man who I greatly admired and respected in a nearby college. And I grew up there in Northwest Texas, and I just didn't know any other men who were involved in music, and I guess that had something to do with it. But anyway, getting to know this person, not only as a teacher but as a friend, changed my whole attitude toward music and the arts, and I decided all of a sudden that it was okay for a man to be involved in music. Because I got to know not only him but his family and his wife, and they enjoyed music together so much, and it just seemed to be really neat. I'd like to play for you two numbers from the Bach family. One is lesser known, is written by Friedemann Bach, I believe one of the sons of Johann Bach, a little toccata, and the second by J.S. Bach, a prelude in E-flat, the number 8 in the well-tempered clavier. Thank you. next two numbers would be the first from McDowell to A Wild Rose. And following that, the girls will join me on Chopin's Prelude in A Major. I like to call that Chopin's littlest prelude. Then we'll change the mood a little. I'd like to play for you Handel's Sarabande. I understand this dates from dance of Spanish origin, which was invented by a Spaniard named Zarabanda, sort of a stately dance, followed by the Chopin Prelude in C minor. Thank you.
I'd like to dedicate this poem to Judy and Sarah, whose dance has given me perspective into that way to celebrate God's life He's given us. It's entitled, Gotta Dance. In sincerity, we praise the Lord. Yea, we sing to Thee, O Lord. In this dance, I sing to You. May others dance in joy. Beyond my dance, I know You, Lord. Inside my dance, You see. May others grasp Thy sight. May others know Thy plea. Wondrous movement shalt I play. My faith shall I play on. Governess of my trodden boots, wilt Thou be on my side. Know ye all that joy I bring shall cast its shine on Thee. Accept, and we but play our part. Deny, and Thou hast died. Beauty, though, I bring to You, God's love is shared this way. Beauty, though, You bring too. O God, I go Your way. Thank You.
Thank You, Bob. Now I'd like to play for you from Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song, followed by Brahms' Waltz in A-flat, in which I'll be joined by Now I'd like to play for you an old spiritual, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Nobody Knows but Jesus. Followed by the Brahms Lullaby. Last dance number, we'd like to do a little short one written by a fellow with quite a handle, Engelbert Humperdinck, the man who wrote the operetta Hansel and Gretel. You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. I believe the parents were broom makers and And they were poor, and they went out to sell brooms, and they left Hansel and Gretel at home to do the housekeeping. And after a while, they got bored with the house cleaning and decided to take some time off. And so they did this dance called Come Dance With Me.
I just wanted to tell everybody that this is going to be an example of improvisational dance. We tried it for the first time last night, and it seemed fun, so we thought you might like to share with us this special kind of dance that doesn't have any set routine to it. We don't know what each other is going to do, and we hope it turns out good, and if it doesn't, you will have an experience. Thank you.
To close with a piece by Grieg, Butterfly. You know how butterflies fly. They don't fly in any necessary rhythm. They're beautiful creatures, and they fly very spontaneously. They flutter, and then they stop, and then they flutter, and they stop. Well, this is sort of the way the liberties of this piece goes.